Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. My name is Ann Ortley. It's March 30th. It's Monday night, and here we are. We've moved Access Astrology from Wednesday to Monday, and of course, we're getting it underway. Heather is down with the coronavirus. And I don't know if Mark is joining us in a few minutes. He usually checks in, but it might just be me tonight, you know, which is okay. And what we do here on Access Astrology is we talk about the heavens and how they're working with us, and we talk about Earth and how it's we're experiencing it down here, and then we take calls from our listeners and try and answer your astrology questions. So without further ado, and I will keep my eyes posted on the front line to say, yeah, you know, we're calling in, and I will text the gang and say, are you guys coming? Are you coming? Because I don't see them here. But yeah, so what we do with this show is we try and talk about what the energy is and how to work with it, right? So so our forward motion this week, it's a big week. And today Mercury, the moon is void in Gemini, and it's answering to Mercury, and Mercury's in Pisces, so everybody's feeling a little more emotional. I had a lot of emotional conversations with people. I also had a couple of emotional conversations of my own, you know, personally with people that were going, and I'm like, you know, everybody's a little, and I had a couple texts from people going, it's that kind of very watery, very feeling energy. Mercury is answering to the moon, but he's in Pisces, the sign of the ocean, and he is approaching Neptune. And so when that happens, we realize that we're really adrift at the sea. We're adrift in the water. We're adrift in the ocean, and we're feeling a little perhaps overwhelmed and a little bit like, okay, how do I work with this? What do I do? How do I ground myself? And I would say to you, don't even try. Just do things that support the fluid movement of the water. You know, allow yourself to float. Allow yourself to trust the process that the little boat is going to carry, the little boat that is your body is going to carry you someplace, and that you're going to be okay once you get there, and that's part of the journey, that we're on this big, big journey with everybody else in the world. Everybody's in their own little boat, and we're all going to be okay, and we're setting sail. You know, and our job is if we see somebody in a boat near us that we can help, we help. So earlier today, I went out the door to empty the cat litter, dump it down the chute, and I had a package hanging on my door from my neighbor. And just in case you need this, and it had two masks and a couple of gloves. And I was like, oh, that's so cute. So we're all in this boat together. Right. And our job is to know that we're going to be okay. We are going to be okay. And that this with Mercury and Pisces coming up to Neptune, it can feel a little bit like a fear. You know, it can feel a little bit like we're going to get swamped. And, you know, and they're saying, you know, the thing is coming. The thing is coming. The tsunami is coming. They're using a lot of water words. Like, you know, we used to have a thing when I was younger. We used to, you know, I didn't drink a whole lot, but we would have drinking games, you know, when people, would there be a speech, like how many times they said this, how many times they said that. I would always take a sip, but not like a whole shot. But at any rate, yeah, that energy, as we watch the water coming, as we watch the fluid, as we watch the emotions and feelings coming at us, right, you know, we're watching all that energy kind of coming in. So when we see that, your job is to go, okay, I'm seeing that and I'm feeling that, and how am I working with that, and what do I do, right? So how do I work with that in a new way? And that's the energy of this week, as that Mercury swells in. And, you know, you've been done this. You've stood at the edge of an ocean, and you've watched the waves coming at you, and then you see a big wave coming, right? You see a big wave coming at you, and you go, oh, the big wave's coming. And then you get to decide what you want to do. Do you want to dive into it? Do you want to let it whack you on your chest? Do you want to fall back? That's the week. That's the week. So when the big wave comes, just kind of go, okay, let me just kind of dive into this. Let me take it on. Not really worry about it. Let me just kind of trust the process that I'm going to be okay. I'm going to come up for air. I'm going to come up for air, and I'll be okay. So that's the Mercury-Neptune. And that, of course, Mercury is still in Pisces. He's coming up on Neptune. It's emotional. It's feeling-based. It's big. Then we also have the Sun aspecting Neptune at the same time. Right, they're doing this on the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. So the Sun aspecting Neptune goes, I don't want to be in the water. I don't want to be underwater. I don't want to. And, you know, kind of like when you're in a riptide, they tell you don't struggle against it. Go with the flow. Go with the feelings. Go with the emotions, right? That's the goal with a Neptune. With a riptide, you don't struggle because you get tired. But if you go with the flow, it's easier, right? That's one. And then the next one is Venus is going into Gemini, right? So she's going to go into Gemini on the 3rd. And when she goes into Gemini, she's now answering to the Mercury in the water. So she's going to feel a little swamped too by, you know, relationship. And you remember that scene in the Titanic when they're in the rowboats and they hear the people yelling and they go, we have to go get them. And the guy in the rowboat goes, well, we really can't go right now because if we go, they're going to swamp us. They're going to pull us under. So we have to be careful. And I'm not saying this in a mean way, but if you've ever trained as a lifeguard, they teach you when you're running up on a drowning person, people get a little crazy. And so you have to kind of calm them, and they teach you how to hold them and carry them so that they don't take you under with them, right? You have to kind of be careful this week not to be taken under with this fluid, with this water, with this emotion, because it's very strong and people are feeling really emotionally adrift and very emotionally overwhelmed, and that's okay. But be careful, you know, with Venus in Gemini. As you go to help them, be aware that, oh, you know, fear is contagious. Viruses are contagious, but fear is too. Anxiety is too. So you want to kind of comment. And I had a couple people getting pretty anxious in readings earlier today. And I was like, well, you know, the reality is it looks like this. And, you know, I can tell you what your chart says. You know, it says these things. But I also recognize that you're going to have your own experience of how you go through these things. And that's what we have to honor. People are going through it. And this is a time of enormous change for everybody. And there is no clear forward other than to know we're going to get forward. We're going to get through it. We'll be okay when we get to the other side, but we have to go through the journey. And of course, I have a bunch of books I recommend to people when they're going through a Pluto transit or going through a hard time, and I dug one of them out, Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning. And he was a psychiatrist in the concentration camps, and he, you know, made his mission be, I'm getting out of here to be able to tell people what's going on. And he watched his fellow prisoners and how they coped with being a prisoner. And I'm not making any analogy here to this is like being in a Nazi prison camp, but I am saying some of the stuff that he learned can be helpful. And he observed that it was not a good idea to point to, I'm going to do something on such and such a day, right? Because then you have a depression or a sadness when that doesn't happen. So he kind of is like, leave the future unfocused on a particular day. I'm getting out on March 10th. I'm getting out on Easter. I'm getting out on whatever. Don't do that, because that sets up in your mind an expectation that when it doesn't happen, it gets upset. Right, so kind of do a vision of where I'm going with this ultimately. Where I'm ultimately going is there. In the meantime, I'm going to figure out how to get there in any individual times, and that'll help. Remember the 5 steps of dying or loss that Elizabeth Kubler-Ross talked about. First is bargaining. We're out of bargaining. First is denial. We're out of denial. It's clear this isn't going away. Then we're into bargaining. Right, and how we bargain. Then we're into anger. Anger is a nice one. Then we're into depression, and then acceptance. And we can cycle through these in a day. We can cycle through these in 2 minutes. You go through the whole bunch, and then sometimes you can stick in one for a while. And if you're in one, you go, okay, I'm in the depression one now, or what do I do with this? Okay, I'm in the bargaining one now. What do I, you know, it's understanding that these are very major psychological changes to all of us, and you too, and the plans you had aren't happening, but but we can figure out what they're going to be down the road eventually. We're going to get out of the camp. Like Viktor Frankl said, I'm going to live to get out of the camp. That's my goal, to get out of the camp. When the 9/11 towers came down, I had a friend who was in the second tower, and she walked all the way down from the 60th floor, and then she walked all the way from downtown to her apartment on 88th Street, and she kept going, Walnut Creek. I'm going to go to Walnut Creek. I'm going to go to Walnut Creek. And she'd seen this little house in the middle of the woods, in the middle of the desert, called Walnut Creek, and that was what she used to get herself home, was I'm going to go to Walnut Creek. I'm going to go to Walnut Creek. I'm going to go to Walnut Creek. That got her out of the bottom, up to the forward, right, up to the future. So you have to have your vision, how you're going to get there, and honor that that's part of it. And that's the Venus in Gemini. You know, how you self-talk to yourself can be very helpful or very not helpful. So our job is to be hopefully helpful. Forward we go, right? So that's the deal with it. Then the next aspect that's up is Mars coming to Saturn. So Mars coming to Saturn has very strong energy about how do I move forward? How do I step up? How do I take action? Mars goes past Saturn on March 31st, and he then breaks free of the restriction that he's feeling. Now, he is trying to take action, but he's being held back. The Saturn is structures and importance and how we work with it and what we do with it and how we get there. And he's going to break past the structures then and help us move forward into a new way. That's on March 31st. So that's helpful because that's going to give us a sense of, okay, now we're moving forward and where are we going? And then last but not least, it's a busy week, can you tell? The last but not least, the Jupiter-Pluto goes by on April 4th. And that is the first of three. And this takes us back, of course, to December of 2007, when these two guys met up the last time, 13 years ago. And that was when Bernie Madoff made off with things. And now we're having the Jupiter-Pluto conjunction happen. And it says, okay, now we're creating and we're moving forward and we're doing something new and we're starting a new chapter. And this is a new beginning. But we actually have three parts. We have the first one then, on April 4th. We have the second one in June, on June 30th, and then we have the last one on November 13th. So that says we're working this till November 13th, right? Yeah, it's going to be a while. But Jupiter-Pluto is lots of Pluto, transformation, down to earth, solid, reliable, how do we work with it? Lots of, what do we do? And so the Jupiter-Pluto encourages us to step forward and to say, okay, this is how we get there, this is what we do, this is how we're going to take these steps and move forward, this is our plan. This is our plan, this is our path. We have a direction we're heading in, we know what that is, and we're on it, right? So the idea here really, really is to feel comfortable knowing that these things are all going to happen this week. Boom, 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 boom. The Mercury-Neptune feeling a little overwhelmed with water, with fluid. The Mars-Saturn saying, okay, I'm breaking free of the restrictions on April 4th. The Jupiter-Pluto saying part one, part two, part three. You know, we're beginning a new cycle. Oh, we're modifying it in June. Okay, we're finalizing it in November, right? So that's one, two, three, and really pushing us into that space. Venus going into Gemini is always fun. She's very flirty. She's very friendly. She's very frisky. But she's also going to be working with that Mercury in Pisces. So we're really feeling her in her energy. So it's a big week with three big planetary aspects, and they're all emotional or intense. And once they break through, we get into the other space, right? So that's the point of it. And how we get there. And that's what we have to remember, is this transformation takes place in us and around us and as we move forward. And it really encourages us to kind of step in a new way into our lives and to do new things. And just trust the process. You know, obviously continue to hang in and focus on your life and what you can do with it. And then also just really, really trust that you're right where you're supposed to be, wherever you are, And then in that, right where you're supposed to be, wherever you are, you know, that's where your chart says you are, right? I mean, one of the things I find really helpful about astrology is when you read a person's chart and they go, well, yeah, that's kind of where I am. And you're like, yeah, I know. That's what the chart says. And they're like, yeah, that's what I am. That's where I am. I'm like, yeah, that's how it matches. It's really a beautiful system, astrology is, because it kind of encourages us to really work with, this is where I am, this is where I'm going, or this is where I am. I don't know where I'm going, but I know I'm in a place like this right now. And I think that maybe will help you this week, that I'm in this place right now. There isn't really anything I can do about it except be in this place and not worry that I'm not worry that I can be anywhere else, because I can't. I'm where I am. It really very much a be here now, right? A be here in the moment. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm in the moment. But I do have a vision of getting through it and what that looks like when I'm on the other side. And so part of it is, yeah, this is a journey. And this is not an easy journey, because these planets are all in hard signs. And they're in, you know, changing society and changing the structure and helping us look at it in a new way. And as we see the energies go up, we're going to really kind of look at it. Now, I'm hopeful, I'm very hopeful, that the Jupiter-Pluto conjunction in Italy marks the beginning of the drop of the death. That's what I'm going to be watching for this week, that we have that Jupiter-Pluto. That's the most we have, and then it starts to go down. In terms of the New York City chart, we're going to have the Jupiter-Pluto on the Mercury for the U.S. chart, so it's going to go up, which is okay. I'm ready. Jupiter-Pluto, lots of Pluto, right? Yeah, forward. We're going to be okay, but we don't know where we're going just yet, except we're all on this journey together and to help the other people, but be aware that if they're panicky, you don't want to go in there panicky because they can swamp you, but you do want to hold the space and bless them and thank them and love them and give them your space, take your space. Try and avoid infecting yourself with fear. It's really counterproductive, not helpful to your immune system, and not helpful to your general mental health. You know, check in on the people that you know that are having a hard time, because that's what we're all here to do, and that's what we can do. And then go from there. And I would just like to share something that's been happening every night at 7 o'clock. And I'm going to stop scheduling clients at 7 o'clock and go do it. I'm actually going to go do it tomorrow night. At 7 o'clock, the shift changes at New York Hospital, which is two blocks from my house. And there's always a group of people out there cheering. And the first night, I'm like, what the hell is that noise? All these people cheering. And then it happened again, and I'm thinking, oh, it's like the second night at 7 o'clock. And it's the shift change. And tonight when I was on a reading, you could hear them start to yell. And I said to the client, I said, can you hear that? They're cheering the people leaving the hospital. The shift change happened at New York Weill Cornell. And they're cheering them as they leave. And I'm going to bring my cowbells tomorrow and my drum. And I'm going to drum and cheer and shake my rattles and make happy noises at them and thank them for their work and service to us. So there's good things out there, too. Focus on the good. Focus on the happy. Focus on the music. Focus on the things that make you feel enlightened, alive, and connected to the pulse of the world. It's a beautiful spring here in the Northern Hemisphere. Go out and sit in the sunlight and enjoy how it feels. We're in solitary confinement, or maybe you're confined with your family members, but we're not. We're all here. That's what's important. We're all here, and connect with those you love. And on that, that's all we can do. So now we're going to take some calls from listeners. So if you're in the listening audience and you want me to call on you, please raise your hand by pressing 1, and I will, and we'll go forward from there. And I did see a text come through from Mark wrote, trouble with Blog Talk keeps hanging up. And Heather wrote, no breath. If I talk, I cough. Mark said, breathe slowly. Pain. Can't get on the call. Sounds dire. Need a hospital? Bronchial rather than lung. Worse at the end of the day. If I breathe slowly and are quiet, no coughing. Mark wrote, all good. Remain calm. We've got a candle going for you. So obviously Blog Talk isn't working well tonight. because Mark can't get in. So it will be me by myself taking the calls and with my cat here, my little trusty Remo, right in the middle of the keyboard. Can you move a little, baby? Hey, 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 no, no. No standing there. Come on, get down. All right, so let's take a call from a listener, 620-404. You're on the air. Hi, how are you? Can you hear me? 620-404? Hello? Well, let me try calling on you again. I guess Blog Talk Radio's having a bad day. 620-404, can you hear me? 620-404, hello, hello. I can't hear you. All right. Technology. When it works, it's wonderful. When it doesn't, it doesn't. All right, so I will try again. And, you know, if you do want to get called on, raise your hand, and we will go from there. All right, 620-404. Can't hear you. No volume. Okay. I don't know what that means. But my microphone is open for you, so I don't know why you can't hear me. Or you can hear me, but I can't hear you. So, any rate, I would like to take callers, but apparently Blog Talk Radio has decided not happening for you tonight, girl. All right, so let's talk a little bit more about the energy in the sky. You know, oh, there we go. Maybe did you hear me now? Can you hear me now? You try it again. I saw you turned your one off and on. All right, let me try going in again. All right, 620-404, can you hear me? I saw you turn your hand off and on. All right, and I guess, well, whatever. We're trying. It's technology. When it works, it works. When it doesn't, it's not fun. I don't know what the people one does. Let me see what the people one does. Can you hear me? Can you hear me on this? Nope. Can you hear me on this? 620-404? Well, I can't. I guess you can hear me. I can't hear you. All right. Well, I'm going to keep talking. Hopefully it clears and you can come in. And if not, we shall try again next week. So at any rate, when we look at this energy, how intense and potent it is, right? The other thing we're looking at when we look at energy like this is we kind of try and figure out how to work with it in a different way. And right now, of course, the moon is void, and it's also in conjunct Pluto. So there's kind of an interruption going on in the energy. And 620, if you clear, interrupt me, okay? So the Mercury, as it approaches Neptune, really kind of speaks to this deep passion, deep desire. And also, Mercury-Neptune is very creative and very artistic, and it has a lot to do with how we are inspired by things, or sometimes afraid of things. And if we know that, we know that that's part of the energy that we're working with right now, that's kind of a communal piece. The other thing that's happening right now is Uranus is at 5, Taurus, and he is coming to trine the eclipse degree from December, the December 26th eclipse. So there's an awakening of that energy. There's awakening and an invitation for that energy to kind of step forward. And if you think about what was going on in your world in December 26th, in my case, I was down with my aunt visiting at Christmas, and we got the word that my uncle had been diagnosed with cancer and was undergoing some treatment. And we just got a news back that, you know, the treatment appears to be successful and, you know, he's done with the chemo and we're going to see what happens now. We're going to build him back up because he's in St. Louis and get him back in good shape. So that energy, that email came in today and I'm like, oh, good. That's really good news. You know, that the report came back from the doctors he had a doctor's appointment on Friday. So you want to watch for news tied to December 26th. And what went on then, and what you saw, learned, felt, and what that new process looks like. The other thing, as Jupiter moves into Pluto, he's also going to be meeting up with Pallas Athena. And Pallas Athena is a 24 also, 24-33. Right now, Jupiter is a 24-16, Athena is a 24-33, and Pluto is a 24-49. And they're all joined, right? So this huge clump of planets at 24 really remind us of certain intensity. Now, Pallas Athena at 24 is the father's daughter, is the brilliant strategic thinking energy. So Jupiter, Athena, Pluto joined has a very strong energy in inviting us to unite with our best intellectual process and work with it and figure out what that looks like and how to work with it. It looks like my caller left. How to work with the energy of how we move forward in, and I'm guessing Blog Talk's broken because nobody's here, just me in the room. but whatever, what can we do? So that Athena invites us to work on a brighter, smarter, forward motion lesson and help us connect in a deeper way. So there's a very strong energy with Athena inviting us to really work strategically, to think about our bigger vision, our bigger path. Athena, of course, was Zeus's daughter, sprung from his head with a wicked headache, man. And then, but she ruled Athens. She, you know, the Acropolis on the top of Athens, in the middle of Athens, underneath the Plotka, at the top there, is dedicated to Athena. She ruled Rome, the seven hills of Rome. And she was a strategic warrior goddess. And she really invites us and encourages us, Pallas Athena does, to think with our higher vision and our higher knowledge. Because she is in Capricorn, Mars and Jupiter, or Saturn and Jupiter and Pluto are also in Capricorn, but now they're answering to Saturn in Aquarius, which is saying to us, there's a bigger vision, there's a higher goal, there's a higher purpose. What's that higher purpose? We're all working towards it. And so as we work towards that, as we work towards that greater vision, as we work towards the vision of what can be instead of where we are now and what do we need to plan for, what's our reality ahead of us, these are very grounding planets, but they're also very visionary planets. So they're saying, this is where you are now, and that's where you want to be. How do you do that? How do you do that? All knowing that you're right exactly where you're supposed to be, right exactly here on planet Earth, and helping each and every one of your friends and your loved ones and your children and your partners and your dog and cat go through this journey together. Okay, and on that note, I'm going to hang up and wish you all a lovely, lovely evening and a good transition through the turbulent week ahead. May it be blessed for you, and may you be okay. Much love, Ann Ortley and Heather out in Roan, Montana, who is getting through the COVID, and Mark, who is on the Upper West Side but isn't able to dial in because Blog Talk Radio is not letting him in, and I'm guessing it's not letting the rest of you in either because nobody's here but me. So I'm going to leave and go have a cup of tea. Take care. Wish you all a great week. Bye-bye.